We are learning Masechta Shkolim that Vav and Beis, and we are beginning Vav and Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom, beginning our line Ksiv. The last thing we learned was that there's a pasuk says Shlishis, and Darshan's different things that are three. And the last thing we learned is that there's every truma is three sa'im, and they do three different kufois, and they do a truma three times a year on Pesach and on Shavuos and on Sukkot. Now the Gemara goes into a little agarata, like agarata about Machzah Shekel. Ksiv says in the pasuk by Machzah Shekel, Ze yitnu kol ha'iver al ha'pakudim. Machsa shekel v'shekel kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda bar Menachem, Chad Amar l'pishe chotu. Since Klai Yisrael did the chet ha'egel machsa yoyim by chatzais yoyim, they saw ki boishes Moshe. Moshe wasn't coming down, and they said, let's make avodah zarah. Therefore, to mechaper that, we do something else that about machsitz. We do yitnu machsa shekel. Give a machsa shekel, just like chatzais yoyim. Give a machsa shekel. That's one pshat. The other pshat similar. Chad Amar l'pishe chotu v'shei shoyis yoyim. Since they did a chet 6 hours into the day. So you bring a machta shekel, get a machta shekel, the Ava Shita Garmison. You bring a machta shekel, which is worth 6 matbeyas, small matbeyas called a garmis. So 6 hours a day, you bring a matbeya worth 6 garmison. Rabbi Yeshua, Be'er Abnechem, Yoshem Yechem Zakai, says another reason. Fisha, obviously, this Klai Yisrael was over Al Seres Adibra, it's because they did Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is like Kaifa HaKoil, it's like Kaifa in the whole Torah, or others say, since the first Dibra, Zanei Hashem Lekechas, Ki'ilu, they were over all the Seres Adibras. So therefore, Yenoisen Kol Echot Ve'echot Asara Gera. Therefore, everyone gives Asara Gera. Every shekel is Estrim Gera. Half a shekel is Asara Gera, so Asara Gera is connected to Seres Adibras. So the Gemara Vaita. Gemara, this is another reason, but in between, the Gemara says something about Pidyon Haben. Rabbi Brachi of Rabbi Levi, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakash, Afisha Machru B'chayra Shal Rachel, since the Shvatim sold Yosef, which is the Bukhara of Rachel, B'esrim Kesef, sold him B'esrim Kesef, like the Pasuk says. Therefore, Torah says, Yekolech V'echa, Pidyon B'nai B'chayra B'esrim Kesef. Therefore, you have to bring Esrim Kesef, which is 5 Slotim, every Selah is 4 Kesef. 5 Slotim, they bring for the Pidyon Haben. And of course, connected the Esrim Kesef that the Shvatim sold the Bechor of Rachel. Rav Pinchas, Rav Levi, the Fisher Machru Bechor of Rachel, but Esrim Kesef, Venopalech of Ramahem, since they sold they sold Yosef. They got 20 Kesef. Turns out each Shevet got 2 Kesef. 2 Kesef. That's a Machsa Shekel. Venopalech of Ramahem, Taba, which is 2 Dinrim, 2 Kesef. Lefikach, yeah, call echav echav noisin l'shikloi taba. Therefore, give a taba for every shekel. You give a taba, and it's a kapara. According to this man, it's not a kapara on the eagle. It's a kapara on mechiras Yosef. The machz shekel is mechiras Yosef. So it comes out really. So it's really a kapara. Maybe 3 things: either chet eagle, or being oibed aseres dibrish was also a chet eagle, or it's a kapara for the selling the mechiras Yosef. Zok the gemara on top of vavam beis the mishnah. Moiser shekalim chulin. The extra money left over from Shkalim is Chulin, like we learned before in the Mishnah. And the Gemara explained that it could be, if you want Madiyama, it means when I count up, like in a piggy bank, whatever's left over is Chulin. Or according to the Madiyama, you take a whole bag and you know for sure you don't get more than a shekel, it's Chulin. Different shot than the Gemara we had, Amar Aleph. So Moiser Shkalim is Chulin. That's Moiser Shkalim. What about Moiser Asir Seifa, which we'll see what we're talking about. Asir Seifa could be 2 choices. Either it's the Kohen Gadol's carbon that he brings every day, or it's something called a Minchas Chayte, which is a Mincha that a person brings for Chatos. So it could be either one, and we'll see in the Gemara which one it is. But Moiser Shkalim is Chulin. Now Moiser Asir Seifa, Moiser Kinei Zavim, Kinei Zavim, Kinei Lades, those are Chatayis and Oila, 2 birds, 1 to Oila, 1 to Chatas, the Chatayis v'Hashamayis, all those things is Meister on Nadava. The extra money left over from that goes to Nadava, goes to the Kitzam Azbeh. Zaklal, Kol Shubal Shem Chatas from Shem Ashma. Either is coming for a Chait, like a Chatas or an Asham, the Loch is Meister on Nadava. It goes to a Nadava. It goes, even though you're not bringing out a Chait, but anything that's Be'etzem, a Chatas or Asham, the Loch is that it goes Le Nadava. It's really a drasha of Yoyadu Kayin Gadol, that he darshan Asham Hu Asham Asham Lashem, and that teaches us anything that comes from a chait, you buy for Kitzam Mizbeach. So the question is, one of those oifes is a oila, so why is that called Maisa Chatas? So the teretz is because you look at the both oifes together, and whatever's left over is a chatas. So the Maisa oila, left over from a oila, you bring for a oila. Not Oilus Yachid, not Kitzim Azbeach. Kitzim Azbeach is a tzibah that carbon. If someone has extra money from his own oila, he brings it for his own Oilus Yachid. Moise Mincha, the Mincha, Moise Shlom, the same thing. A person wants to bring a Mincha and a Davi, has extra money, he brings it on a Mincha. Shlom, the same thing. Moise Pesach, the Shlomim. If a Pesach is leftover money for Karm Pesach, that money you buy with it, Eishlam. Another halacha, Moisin Azirim, the money left over from the carbon that a Nazir brings, a Nazir brings three kabanas for Shas when he finishes Aziris, Ayla, Chatas, and Shlamim, and the Nesachim, and he brings Lachme Nazir also, brings Lechem. The halacha is the Moisin Azirim goes to other Nazirim, and other Nazirim who are Anir, that's what it goes to. That's Moisin Azirim, that you collected money for Nazirim who are Anir, the extra money goes to other Nazirim. Moisin Nazir, but a personal person, is a Yachid, who had his own money and he had extra money from his Aziris, that goes to Nadava, that also goes to the Kitzim Mizbeach, similar to Achatois, that it goes to the Kitzim Mizbeach. So therefore, it goes to the Moyes Nadava. So to Gemara Vaita. Amarav Yaisi. Ad on a Taman, when I was still in Bavel, Shamis Kal Rav Yehuda Shal Shmuel, I heard Rav Yehuda asking Shmuel like this, a shayla like this. Hifrish Shiklo Yemes. Let's say someone's Marfish a shekel. Marfish a shekel. Umaysi dies. Before you give the gizmah, what do you do with that shekel? You can't give it anymore for him because halacha is that all the Marfish shekels are kapara nafshe seichem. And there's no kapara after Misa. Like we know, that's halacha, no kapara after Misa. You can't bring a carbon chatas that someone dies. Same thing here also. It says Marfish shekel is a din of a chatas, or a din of kapara at least, you can't bring kapara after he dies. So what do you do with the money? Amalei, Shmuel answered Rav Yehuda, Yiplu Nadava goes to Nadava. That's what it goes to. So he asked, so Rav Yesi said further, what about a serious Eifa Shalai? What about a Kayan Gadol? What about the Loch is? This is good, we just said, from a guy who's Mafra Shekel Amais. He has another question he asks. What about Kohen Gadol's extra money from his Asiris Eifa? Like we said in the Mishnah, Asiris Eifa goes on a double. But this, we weren't sure what Asiris Eifa means. How are we getting more clear? What about Asiris Eifa? Kohen Gadol's Asiris Eifa that he brings every day, twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, he brings this Minchas Chavitim. He brings half in the morning, half at night. That's the Minchas Chavitim. So what happens to the extra of that? So you have to destroy it. You can't use it. It goes to Nadava, Kitz HaMizbech. According to this Madiyama, he says you can't do anything with it, according to the first Madiyama. Why? You can't be Mafresh Minchas Chavitim the next day, because every day has its own Chayva, and it was for today. And you can't bring extra Siris Eifa, because the extra Mincha, because it has a Shir Katsav, you can't bring more than that. And therefore, and why can't you put a Shayfa in Nadava? So he says, no, because you're only allowed to bring Chatas va'asham, this is not a chatas or a asham, this mincha. It's not a chatas asham. Therefore, you can't bring it for anything. Mashenke, Rabbi Elazar says, Yiplu Nadava. I guess he holds that not only Moisa Chatois, even other Kachikachim also go to Nadava, not Afka Moisa Chatois. So Tamar Masnees to Plika Rabbi Yechon. Chara, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yechon, who says the Yamamela, because our Mishnah says, Moisa Shkalam Chulim, but it says, Moisa Asir Seifa, Moisa Kinizavim, Kinizavim, Moisa Kiniladis. Chatas Hashem is Moisar Nadava, and it says in this Mishnah, Asir Seifa is a Nadava. So it's not like a Vechlo, it says, Ovid Yam Melech. The Gemara, no. Ma Ovid Le Rabbi Yechlo, what does Rabbi Yechlo do with this Mishnah? He has a simple answer. Pass a law of a Moisar Asir Seifa, Shemichas Chayta, Shekol Yisrael. It's going on a regular Asir Seifa of a Minchas Chayta. That's a Chatas. And that's a Chatas, that Taka will go to, Nadava. Because any Moisar Chatas goes to Nadava. To a Asir Seifa, it's a Minchas Chayta, which is a Chatas. Mashenke, a Kayan Gadol is not a Chatas. Therefore, there, the goal of Yam Melech. And the Mishnah is not fair, because the Mishnah is talking about a Asir Seifa of a Minchas Chayta, of a personal person. Rabbi Yechon and Omar, look at the Mishnah Vaita. It says in our Mishnah, Moisar HaPesach HaShlamim, which means, in our Mishnah, means if you have extra money, you use it for Shlamim. But there's another halacha that we'll see that even the Pesach itself, that Shalei Bizmano, let's say you brought it before Pesach itself, you brought it, the halacha is, that is turns into Ashlam. And the Gemara has discussed that sugya. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Rabbi Yossi says, Al Da Olol Arabarba, on this following thing, Arabah had a kasha. Olol means like Alila, he had a kasha. The Inun Amrim, because the people in Babel, the Chacham in Babel said, "Menayin shah Pesach mishtanel shem shlomim." How do you know that a Pesach that's nishcha shloiv is mani, unless it means before Pesach is shechted, it goes as a shlomim? How do you know that? We know that's true, but where's the makar in the pesukim? Tamalayim, where the pasuk says, "V'imin atzayin karboni lezevach shlomim," and the pasuk, the word atzayin is extra. V'imin atzayin karboni lezevach shlomim. Kol shu min atzayin, anything that's min atzayin ba shlomim. Any carbon that comes from atzayin is brought as a shlomim. And what is that? That is a Karm Pesach. Karm Pesach, you bring from Tzoyin. You don't bring from Bakar, from big animals. You bring it from small animals. Kvasim Ha'izim, that's the Karm Pesach. So anything that's brought from small animals is brought Shlomim. Which means the Ram is the Karm Pesach is brought as a Shlomim. So to break the Gemara Kasha, Hey Sivun, say had a Kasha, Ava, Bahar Kasha, Hey Sivun. Harei carbon shaloi. Harei arbon a carbon oila minatzayin. Carbon also minatzayin. So why don't we say? So what? So this is the Abba Baba. They had a kasha on the Chacham Baba. Chacham Baba says drasha minatzayin. I have a kasha on this. How do you know when that song is coming to Marba that a Pesach is brought shlomim? Maybe an oila is brought a shlomim. If I take an oila, bring a same shlomim, maybe it should work. Maybe it should be mamash a regular shlomim. Or a moisa oila kaponim should be a shlomim. Moisa oila should be a shlomim. Because we know oila betzim that if you bring for shlomim, it's kosher. It's not a little violent mechayva, but it's kosher. The question really is that maybe extras of oila should be given a shlomim from this pasuk because it's brought minat sign. It should be the shlomim. My answer is no. It's mas medavka, but davash ain't about elam in that sign. Only something that comes exclusively from the sign. Yotzes oila shibav afil baka. Oila can be brought even from bigger animals, from baka, from cows. You can bring a oila, so it can't be going on oila. Frey tigmar about heisivon hare asham. Asham is only brought from that sign. It says you have to bring an ayal, only sign, not a baka. Amar Rabbi Bumbarkana minat sign. We darshen v'davash shibav mekol hat sign from. All different type of tzayin, both kvasim and izim. Mashenki yotz ashem sheina ba ella min the gersim elim or min akvasim bilvad. And the reason the bottom line is you can't bring izim for ashem, only either elim or kvasim. So it's not all tzayin. Therefore, you know the drasha after going Pesach not by ashem. Right, the Gemara it says min hatzayin. Min hatzayin usually means a miyut. B'chol asar at oimer min lemayit. It's being mayit. B'katam kan at oimer l'rabbis. Here he's saying it's being marab. It's being marba. We're saying min hatzayin means it has to be only from a tzayin. That's being marba something. Om rav mono hochi nami min lemayit. Here it's also it's a lemayit. She'ein ba. It's saying min hatzayin because the carbon of Pesach is not any type of tzayin. It's dafka min hatzayin. Only some of it. She'ein ba bench teishanim can't be 2 years old. Om miyut. She'ein ibav in the cave. I can't be born in the cave. Only asham. So therefore, we know it's talking about Pesach. Right? The Gemara, no, asham also has miyutim. We have asham nami min lemayetu. She'ein ibav ella min kvasim bavada, not izim. So someone like Gerus this last kasha. If he Gerus, it sounds like the Gemara is blaming with a kasha. The Tikkun Chad is not Gerus this kasha. And the bottom line is, we know that's talking about dafka Pesach. Because Pesach is a limitation. It's not saying it can't be brought a 2-year-old. It can't be brought in the cave. And therefore, we know the pasuk. We know the pasuk about Pesach by pasuk of Matzoyin Karbon El Zevach Shlamim is being marbe that a carbon Pesach, the Moisa of carbon Pesach, or a carbon Pesach bought Shalayv Bismanai can be brought as a Shlamim. So talking about another kasha. He sivun Ava ba another kasha on this limud. V'aksiv Matzoyin Karbonai Menaksavim Menaizin La'Ola. This is not a pasuk. This is Matzoyin Karbonai Menaksavim Menaizin La'Ola. So that's also extra pasuk. Now you tell me that. A Moisa Pesach as a Oila, it says Minatzoin. Ma'ata, a Moisa Pesach ba Oila, you tell me a Moisa Pesach comes as a Oila? Amarav Ava, no, it's not Shver. Because Mishanan Dava Shulachila, you can Mishan a Dava that was Oimid Lachila, which is a Karim Pesach, the Dava Shul Oimid Lachila. So it's something else that's Oimid Fahachila, which is a Shlom. Ma'im Mishan Dava Shulachila, Dava Shin Achila. You're not giving Mishan a Dava that's a Pesach to something that's a Oila, which is not eaten. That's Chilik number one. Chilk number two on Rezi Rabban, Mishanin Kachim Kalim le Shame Kachim Kalim. You could change Kachim Kalim to Kachim Kalim. But in Mishanin Kachim Kalim, Shame Kachim Kachim, you can't change Kachim Kalim, which is Pesach to Kachim Kachim. That means Shlomim and Pesach are both Kachim Kalim. Oila is Kachim Kachim, so it doesn't make sense to switch Pesach to Kachim Kachim, which is Oila, therefore it makes more sense to Darshan is switching it to Shlomim. Rabbi Yechon Amma, Adal Ola Rabbi Chanina, the following thing Rabbi Chanina had a kash on. The Inu Amrim Mechamim say, "Ain Pesach Mishdan al Shem Shlomim, Mekim Shachal Shem Shlomim." Pesach only works by Shlomim is not Shem Shlomim. If you do it L'Shem Shlomim Lahedi, you have to be Oiker Shem Pesach. Va'ani, and Rambam says, "I hold Va'ani Oimer Afilu Shachal Shem Oila." Even Shachal Shem Oila doesn't make a difference, since the halacha is that a Pesach Shlomim is Mani is a Shlomim. It makes no difference if you do it Shem Oila. It's still Mishdan to Shlomim and it's kosher. That's what Rabbi Chanina wanted at the time. So what's Shara Rabbi Yechon? On Rabbi Ilo, time with Rabbi Yechon, what's Shara in Rabbi Yechon, Mishem Rabbi Chanina rather, that he holds that Mishdana L'Shlomim, even when we have a mind, Oyelo. On Rabbi Ilo, time with Rabbi Yechon, says in the Pasuk, in Menatzayin Karbon El Zevach Shlomim. And he does like this, the extra word Zevach. Kol Shu is Zevach. Anytime you do it L'Shem a carbon, it's Ba Shlomim, becomes a Shlomim. So that's what Rabbi Yechon says, Mechadosh Tos, that I take a Pesach Shloy Bezmanay, and Makavit L'Shem, Oila, it's still a shlomim. The Gemara clears the shayla like this: Umeshdana lemachshavas psul. The Gemara shayla is: If I do something, l'shem ayla, okay, good, you said that it's, it could be brought as a shlama. But is it a kosher, a carbon that it even have a chalois pigle to be chayiv karis on that or not? Let's be the Gemara inside. U'mashtana u'machshev as psul. Let's say you shecht it, l'shem ayla, and you also have machshev as pigle. What's the halacha? And the Gemara explains to Shaila, hey chavida, what's the case? Shecht al shem ayla, you shecht it l'shem ayla, amanas lizrik doma l'macha, amanas to make a zrika l'macha, which makes it chutz l'zmana. So, the Gemara's kash is, Gemara says, but come up and possible, it's possible. So what's the shayla? So Gemara explains the shayla. In Tamar, Mashtana Machshava's possible, Pigel, do you say that even though I had a Machshava, L'shem Oyla, so it was Machshava's, that's the wrong carbon, and it also had a Machshava's Pigel, do you say it's Chal the Pigel, and you have Karos on it? Or in Tamar, in Mashtana Machshava's possible, it's not Mashtana, Machshava's possible, it's not Mashtana the shame. And it would only be possible and not pigle. Because Lamaisa, I didn't have a mind for the right thing. I had a mind for Ayla. Good, it's kosher shem shlomim, but maybe it doesn't have the same level as a mamash completely kosher or carbon. And therefore, it shouldn't be a chalois pigle. A bad way possible because I had a machshava, wrong machshava. To make a pigle, maybe it has to be completely brought in the right way. And then it can be chayiv pigle in order to be chayiv a chorus on the chayiv chorus on the pigle. So, not tomorrow, right? The Gemara wasn't punished that child. Look at Gemara Vayit, the new Gemara. The Gemara says that a Pesach that was Nishchat before this man, the halacha is that if you do it L'shem Shlomim, it works. And that's Oike L'shem Pesach. We had a Machlaikis if you have to do L'shem Shlomim or L'shem Eilah, but that's for sure. If you do it L'shem Pesach, it's possible. The only question is, if you do L'shem Shlomim or L'shem Eilah, is it good? We had a Machlaikis. We had our Vechim Shem Rechmin said, if you do L'shem Eilah, it's kosher also. But then it's not the same level as other kashers to be Chal Pigel, but it's kosher. So the question, Zeramar says like this, what about L'shmoy V'shloy L'shmoy V'shari Mois Hashana? You have a Pesach of Fez Mane, and you shechted it L'shem Pesach and also L'shem Shlomim. What's the halacha? So Rabbun Barachiv Rishem Shmuel Ba'Abba says, Mekivon Sha'omar Shaloy L'shmoy, since you said the Shem Shlomim, so you don't care about the first thing of L'shmoy. Nasek Ashechet B'shtiko B'shaloy L'shmoy. You always said it quietly and Shaloy L'shmoy will kosher, it's kosher. And I remember in Pesachim, to say a little, I saw his beer, Pesach was like this. Every Pesach before Yom Tov is Oymid for a carbon Pesach. So really, every time I shech L'shem Shlomim, it's really L'shmoy v'shaloy L'shmoy also. And it still works. So here also, even though you spoke it out L'shem Pesach, we're looking at Kilu, who's quiet, it's no difference. Quiet also is Stam L'shem Pesach. Still, the Akira works, therefore it's kosher. That's what he says. He says it's kosher. Amalei, imkenu, afilu shechtu L'shmoy, amanas l'shudam l'shloy l'shmoy. Let's say you shech L'shem Pesach, amanas lizraik L'shem Shlomim. Will that be good or not? Yasem eshor eshenik eshechtu L'shmoy v'shloy l'shmoy, v'hi kosher, it'll be kosher. Is that true? Rav Avi Marin says no. Menolon b'shtika. How do you know if he's quiet? Let's say shechs its stoma on the shechita, then he does the zrika shloy l'shmoy. Who said there it's kosher? Menolon b'shtika kosher. Dilma b'shtika is also possible. And what would be the reason why it's possible? Since I did a whole avoda l'shem Pesach, even stoma l'shem Pesach, and didn't do akira, then it can't become a shlom anymore. If it's shlom in the same shechita, have both machshavos, then it can become a shlom. But if not, it can't become a shlom.